I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Love God, save souls, slay error.
What else is there?
My name is Jesse Romero, and I'm on duty for the Lord Jesus Christ. Terry, what about
you? I'm on duty, Jess Romero. And you know what you just said, that's all that we're here for. That's the point of what we do every morning here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Today's show is going to be a big one, and especially on Monday, we have a big show coming up on some things that we might give a teaser at the end of the show, but we're researching it all right now. Hey, today's show, we're going to be talking about, I call it, buyer's remorse or Biden remorse. Hmm. We're going to be talking about how people are going to be longing for President Trump, especially if you want a job. Those people are going to be wanting that to happen. Also, this is good news, Jesse. I have to commend the Florida bishop, the governor, excuse me. Did you hear what I said? The governor, bishop of Florida. No, this is the governor of Florida. He's going to penalize big tech companies for unlawful practices. It's about time we push back. Thank you, Mr. Governor. We're talking about that. And also, we got some breaking news here, Jess, about Donald Trump. He's announcing an office of former president pledges to carry on an agenda of the Trump administration as much as he can, not being the president. But I can tell you one thing, a lot of people are glad he's coming out to do that. And I had heard that he's going to be more vocal in the weeks coming, and he is. Also, Jess, one thing I can't fathom, we're going to talk about a most popular app in the Catholic market. They're going to be honoring an activist. Are you ready? Vice President Kamala Harris for her pro-abortion activities. We got to give people an alternative to that app. We'll talk about that. That's a teaser. But there's so much more. And one more thing, Jess, that I have to bring up. It's painful. But again, Biden spoke at a national prayer breakfast. Again, how different it is compared to President Trump. He's talking about all Americans for calling for justice, but he's forgetting the unborn baby. So we're going to point that out also, because we need to stand up for life. It's in season and out. But before
Terry,
here's
the interesting. The left is always talking about the death penalty is unlawful. We got to abolish the death penalty. Terry, here's what the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
What about the death penalty for babies? It's called abortion. They have
3,000 a day.
They have a problem with executing a condemned mass murder, serial killer.
Yeah.
Cannibal,
yeah.
Convicted by a jury of his peers,
yep.
Went through all the court processes, appellate court, Supreme Court. They have a problem imposing the death penalty. They have no problem imposing the death penalty on babies in abortion clinics.
Innocent babies, I might add. Jess, let's get some soul food into our soul right now. I was really blown away by that first reading, Jesse, at Mass. I shared that before the show with you from Hebrews. Can we have
Hebrews,
that one?
Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. That's powerful. There
it is.
Some people that you've met in your life that you think that was another human being, the Bible says it was probably an angel.
I love it.
So watch the way you treat people. Be mindful of prisoners as of sharing their imprisonment, and of the ill-treated as of yourselves. It goes back to our Lord where he talks about, when I was in prison, you visited me. They're already down on their fortune. Don't kick them when they're down.
Oh.
It says here, for you are also in the body. Let marriage be honored among all, and the marriage bed kept undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers. You'll find on Protestant radio, here's the way they interpret this verse falsely, completely. And I've talked to Protestants across the board. They go, yeah, that's the way my pastor interprets it. They take that verse to mean anything goes in the bedroom.
Yeah.
That's the Protestant exegesis. No. All you got to read is the whole verse, and you'll see what it's saying. It says, Let and the marriage bed keep be kept undefiled, comma, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers. So God is saying that immoral practices should not occur in the bedroom. Immoral practices should not occur in the bedroom. And obviously, adultery should not occur in the bedroom. It says here, let your life be free from the love of money. That's the whole problem. We're going to talk about Monday with our U.S. bishops.
Yep.
The love of money.
Yep.
They love the money more than the mass, just like in Germany. And we'll prove that to you on Monday. Let your life be, that was a teaser. Let your life be free from love of money, but be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never forsake you or abandon you. What a good, what a promise, knowing that God is with us always, no matter if you're in the deepest, darkest jungle in South America, God is with you. It says, thus we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. Again, that verse is mentioned 366 times, according to people who have counted all the verses in Scripture on be not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Wow, I wish more Catholics would listen to that. Because Catholics are saying, oh no, COVID-19, the Wuhan virus controls my life. It controls my life. Double mass, triple mass. No, the Bible says, what can anyone do to me, including the Wuhan communist virus? And then it says, the next verse, Martin Luther should have read this before he enacted the Protestant revolt. It says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Mm. Jesus, and that's why as clergy, people in the clergy, they have to live lives, pure lives, clean lives, ordered lives, and obedient lives, because people are looking at them, and they're supposed to be the ones that we emulate.
I love the last part of this reading.
Oh, that's everything, the last part. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
One more time.
What was he yesterday?
Yeah.
The second person of the Trinity, the Son of God with full power and authority. What is he today? The Son of God with full power and authority. What is he forevermore? The Son of God with full power and authority. Joe Biden will be gone one day and everybody else will be gone. They'll expire. They'll be dead. They'll be resigned. They'll terminate office. They'll be impeached, whatever. Or their time will run out. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is a King yesterday, today, and forever. That's never going to change, Terry.
Yeah, and Jesse, I just really point that out because we talk about the perennial teachings of the church and telling people always to go back to do that. Jess, before we bring the smartest guy into the room, we have one of our listeners who asked the question, and I just love it because he called me and he told me, hey, you guys got me back to church. I've been living in some really rough life, I mean, into, you know, demonic stuff. And I went to confession, and, you know, I'm going back to church. But he asked the question, Jesse, he says, I was baptized as a baby in the Catholic Church. Do I have to get baptized again as an adult because I returned to the church? I know I should start from the beginning. Can you give me some pointers? Jess, that's how ignorant our young people. He's a young guy in his 20s. Yeah. But he was baptized, but never catechized.
That's right. The Bible is very clear in Ephesians, I think it's chapter 4. It says, there is one faith, one Lord, mm-hmm. one baptism,
yep.
one Father of us all.
Yep.
So whenever you were baptized, whether it was an infant or a child or a teenager or an adult,
yep.
one baptism is the only thing that's required for you to enter into the family of God and be given divine sonship.
Well said. Let's bring in the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Sheen. Full sheen ahead, as they say. I guess that train's running a little low today. Hey, Jess, this is a statement for you and me and for all of us regarding people that we don't like. And there's a lot of people in politics I don't really like. I love them, but I don't like them. And here's what Bishop Sheen talks about, liking and loving. He says, you may not like somebody, but you can still love because love is a duty. It is good for your soul, and it also glorifies God. If you do an injury to someone you do not like, you will dislike him still more. It's true. If you do a favor to someone you do not like, you will love him more. You know what the favor I do, Jess, that I try to do for anybody I don't like, especially in politics? I pray for their conversion.
Amen.
That's the best thing. I will the good in their life. I want them to get to heaven.
Absolutely.
But I have to say, Jesse, I hate the sin but love the sinner. And that's a biblical worldview when we talk about things like we're talking about.
Terry, just one thing that I would like to remind everybody is that there's a devotion to the child Jesus, the infant of Prague.
Yes.
It comes from the country of the Czech Republic. That's between Poland and Austria.
Yep.
But people that have prayed to the child Jesus, the infant of Prague, historically, there's a lot of countless stories throughout the centuries that the infant Jesus has protected the city of Prague itself from epidemics and from pestilence. And so, in fact, there's even historically, it's claimed that the devotion and the miracles of the infant Jesus of Prague saved Europe from the Black Plague, or at least saved the city of Prague and the country of the Czech Republic. And so I just want to remind people, it's a good thing to cultivate a relationship to the infant Jesus. That was Mother Angelica's favorite devotion. Yeah. And especially right now, again, there's evidence back in the 17th century, there was an outbreak in Bohemia. There was another disease that ravaged there. There's a lot of history that demonstrates that the child Jesus has held back the hands of plagues when we go to him in a 9-day novena.
And we have that statue in our Sacred Heart Chapel prominently placed for that reason. Hey, I want to thank an anonymous donor who bought 2 laptops for both studios. I'm sitting here now, Jesse, looking at you're going to be jealous, Jess. I've got this beautiful laptop online. I check everything out right here, and my other one went down. It was only 8 years old, Jess.
Hey, it was a dinosaur.
Yeah, it was a dinosaur in technology. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk more about our Catholic faith and how we can outlive it, how we can live our Catholic faith in a world that acts like God doesn't exist. Mm. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Today, the gospel was on the beheading of John the Baptist. And Terry, there's a lot of people in history that know what that feels like. Edmund Campion, Thomas Becket. So many good Catholic martyrs, Terry, that know what it means to stand up to a corrupt government and to literally lose their life and their head. And also today's the feast day of Saint Agatha. Saint Agatha, pray for us. She was also tortured because she refused to give in to the advances of one of the emperors at the time when she lived. And Saint Agatha, they tortured her, and there's pictures of her, Terry, where there's severed breast on a platter.
Right. That's right.
And so you talk about somebody that was tortured for the Lord Jesus Christ. She died as a pure lamb of God because she dedicated her life to God. She consecrated her virginity, and the advances of this man named Quintin, who worked for the emperor. He would have none of that. He wanted to have her and ravage her.
Yep.
Saint Agatha, pray for us.
And Jesse, before you go on, I just want to say Saint Agatha. She is a person that all of us can be looking to, whether you're married, a religious, because we're all called to chastity, every single one of us. So keep that in mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, Terry, there's another brave guy that, he could lose his head politically, but he doesn't care. His name's Governor DeSantis, Ron DeSantis. He's from Florida, and he's announced he's going after these are the Goliaths, because you have the most evil people in the world right now. I'm going to be honest with you. It's the big tech giants.
Yep.
This is Goliath. Facebook, Twitter, Google,
2.5 trillion people.
Apple.
Yep. They got on there.
These people are the most powerful. They're more powerful than government. But this Republican governor, he's criticizing these big 6 tech giants because they're manipulating news, the censorship of certain individuals. You see what they did to a sitting president, Donald Trump, what they did to him.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, this is what a real patriot and a real conservative governor looks like. That's why Donald Trump moved over to Florida. You can hardly blame him.
Yeah.
The fact is, you got a man that really is standing up for his citizens and the people. And so what he's doing, Terry, that's his music to my ear.
Oh, it is.
Standing. He said, Floridians should have the privacy of their data and personal information protected, their ability to access and participate in online platforms protected, and their ability to participate in elections free from interference from big tech protected. That's Governor DeSantis, music to my ears.
He also says, and remember, Florida has over 20 million people, so it's one of the most populated states in America, below California, Texas, and New York. Now, he also makes a great point when he says 2.8 million Americans chose to download, I was one of them, the application for Parler and share information with friends, family, and colleagues. And what was the result of that? They were canceled by Amazon, Google, and Apple. See, here's the point. This is like a monopoly, and we have to cut that. Do you remember, Jesse, AT&T, maybe 25 years ago, when everybody would get a phone, it was AT&T. That's the service you had. And then the phone company got broken up, and all the small companies. And what happened? We got better pricing. See, I believe that these people are in the same situation. These big companies are monopolizing their effects because they're so big, and we need to cut them down so that competition will stimulate the industry. Right now, they got the only game in town. 2.5 billion subscribers on the social media. Hey, that's too big.
But what's worse than what they're doing, Terry, in the monopoly, is that they're all leftists.
Of course.
I mean, I could care less if they were all monopolized by, the 12 apostles or saints. I'm like saying, yeah, we're going to be promoting goodness, beauty, and truth. But they're monopolized by evil people.
Yep.
In fact, Florida's House Speaker Chris Spruill, he said the following: with our proposal, we're going to bring into the sunshine what I call the five families of darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Google, Amazon, and Apple. Wow. The five families of darkness.
Wow.
What a great description.
Yeah.
He said, the Florida House Speaker said, these actors won't go unchecked here in Florida anymore. And he also says, the governor says, and lastly, if a tech company uses their content and user-related algorithms to suppress or prioritize the access of any data related to a political candidate or cause on the ballot, that company will also face daily fines of $100,000 a day, because he says they have access to private information and they have the ability to exercise control over individuals' free speech. So the Florida House Speaker Spruill said, we're pushing the barriers to finally call out these five families of darkness, their convoluted and inconsistent standards for censoring, banning, and deplatforming. It's typically conservatives, patriots, and Christians, Catholics, or Protestants.
You know, Jesse, I guarantee you when he goes to run for election, those same companies are going to blackmail him and not let him get any social media coverage. They're going to make sure that anything he sends out doesn't get out. He's going to pay a terrible price for this. And I just want to say, Governor Ron DeSantis, thank you for standing up for the truth and not just, you know, saying, well, I'm going to continue as usual. No hair off of me. I mean, I'm just, you know, it is what it is. That's the kind of people we need in government, Jess, that kind of guy.
That's right. And I want to move on to another topic. A lot of people think that Donald Trump is down and out. And I'll tell you, here's the way I assess it, Terry.
Go ahead.
He lost the battle, but he hasn't lost the war.
Right.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. And what I mean by this is that he called them out 4 years ago.
Yeah.
The deep state.
Right.
He fought against the deep state. He went at it with them for 4 years. And I'm just going to be honest with you. He lost. Okay. He did so much good, but they got him out. But a lot of people think that he's just going to go and spend the rest of his life playing golf. I don't think he is, Terry.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No. There's people that worked for him before, and they're announcing that the office of former President Donald Trump, who gave us the greatest economy that we've ever seen in America, they pledged to carry on the agenda of the Trump administration. And essentially, the Trump administration is MAGA, make America great again. How? By putting America first, Terry.
Yep.
By promoting patriotism.
Yep.
By promoting love for country.
Yep.
By promoting love for God, love for the pro-life movement, the babies. By promoting, fair elections. By promoting small businesses, deregulation so that small businesses can flourish. The MAGA program will continue. Donald Trump, former president, he announced that he's starting the office of the former president by many of his White House advisors. And according to a statement from the office of the former president, Trump will continue to push for his America First agenda using this office. And the announcement went this way on Twitter. Today, the 45th president of the U.S. formally opened the office of the former president. The office will be responsible for managing President Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities to advance the interests of the U.S. and to carry on the agenda of the Trump administration through advocacy, organizing, and public activism. President Trump will always be and forever be a champion of the American people. And Terry, I'm glad that he's going to stay in the fight.
Yeah, and you know what, Jesse? As the economy goes down, people are losing jobs because of bad decisions from this new administration. You know, it's going to be pretty obvious to say, yeah, how was our economy 12 months ago, when I was there? Oh, people were working. Okay, just thought I'd mention that. He doesn't have to say more than that. But I also want to make a point, Jesse. This is something very interesting. I'm online seeing that record number of people after the election never have given up being Americans. They're leaving the country. One of our father-in-law from my son's wife, he just retired and he's going to Thailand. He says, I don't want to put up with what's going on in America. I see a lot of problems. Wow. Now, I'm not leaving America, Jess, but I'm pointing out that people said, oh, yeah, it's because of Donald Trump. They're all leaving. No, more people are leaving now with this new administration because they figure, hey, I better get out of Dodge before, I can't. And so I just wanted to say this is not bringing any security to us. This new administration is freaking a lot of people out. And people are going to be looking at Donald Trump and saying, oh, man, 4 years, do you think he'll
please
run again?
Come back. They're going to say, there's going to be bumper stickers and T-shirts with his picture on it, Donald Trump. And it's going to say, do you miss Donald Trump yet? No, seriously.
I can see that.
And I'm going to tell you, Jared, people are going to be missing him. Give it another month or two.
Yeah.
It's a disaster the way Biden is running the country. Yeah. Why? Because he's a godless secular humanist that's governing like a dictator, Terry. He's broken the record. He's broken the record for more executive orders. Yeah. They're coming out like fastballs, Terry, and these executive orders are all liberal, progressive, socialist, or anti-Christian, or all of the above. I'm going to tell you, people right now are going to have indigestion. You go one more month into this guy's presidency, and people are going to be saying, what did I do? Those that voted for him.
Yeah.
Of course, me and Terry had been warning people for years.
Yep.
And obviously not everybody listened. But the fact is, the way God chastises his people? He gives them, he allows them to be taken over by wicked leaders. This is the chastisement of God. You guys want to act like secular humanist pagans? You don't want to go to Mass on Sunday? You don't want to worship me? You don't want to give God his rights as we pray at Holy Mass? It is right and just. That's Scott Hahn's title of his new book. It's right and just to worship and adore God. You don't want to do that? God says, that's fine. I'm going to give you a godless, wicked leader. Here you go, Joe Biden.
There's a reason in the Old Testament the Israelis spent 400 years in the desert because of their disobedience. And I suspect, Jesse, we're being punished, in a sense, being punished by God because we have not been faithful to God's laws. And this is what we're getting. Hey, Jess, when we come back, I just couldn't believe you wrote an article for LifeSite News. This is tying in Jess Romero, the headlines. Catholic Laudate app, the most popular app, hosts a reflection honoring abortion activists Kamala Harris? What? Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's what's going on. And this is the number one Catholic app. I'll tell you what, if I have anything to do it, it'll be in last place because we got a replacement for that one. You can't do that. Why is that going on? In my opinion, Jess, I'll put it on the weak leadership in the Catholic Church. People need to know that abortion is murder. It will never be approved by the Catholic Church, ever. Perennial teachings of the church. We'll be back with more to help you fall in love with Jesus and his bride, the church.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Psalm 27. One of my favorite psalms. That was today's psalm at Holy Mass. Mm-hmm. Terry, I've had this app in my phone for many years. It's called the Laudate app.
Yeah, it's popular.
Yeah, it's very popular. It's got all the prayers of the church. It's got the catechism. It's got, it has a lot of good things. Pope Benedict's, homilies, the rosary, the devotion. It has everything. But, Terry, it's also been infiltrated.
Big time.
Okay. And I know a lot of people have this app.
Me too.
And there's a lot of people that have been blasting, sending them emails. And you could go right to the Laudate app and you could just post on the app your concern. I did. Because here's what happened. I don't read it every day. I mean, the daily Bible verse. They have like a daily Bible verse and reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So I read the daily Bible verse on Wednesday, the 27th of January. And as I was reading it, it was the feast of St. Angela Merisi. Mm-hmm. She was a virgin Italian founder of the Ursuline Order. And as I'm reading the beautiful women in the Catholic faith that also have started religious orders, along with the greatness of the Blessed Mother, as I'm looking, the app said the following. It said this: consider the fruits of Angela's labor. That's Angela Merisi, the founder of the Ursuline Order. Consider the fruits of St. Angela's labor. Then it says Margaret Thatcher. I'm saying, wait a minute. That's not a Catholic saint. She's a politician. Angela Merkel. Wait a minute.
Germany.
That's not a Catholic saint. That's a politician.
Yep.
Indira Gandhi. That's Gandhi's wife. They were Hindus. Teresa of Calcutta. They should have put Saint Teresa, Mother Teresa. They just put Teresa of Calcutta. Kamala Harris. I'm like, what? And then I said, is there a saint in the Catholic Church called Kamala Harris? Teresa of Avila. They should have put Saint Teresa of Avila and so many more. And then it says, it all began with the powerful yes of Mary. All generations shall call me blessed. So I guess what Laudate is trying to say, that all these women, they made a powerful yes to God and have done great things in their life. When I read that, I said, this is an infiltration. Who's writing this? And so I fired off a complaint letter to Laudate, and I also sent it to my friends at LifeSite News, and they posted what I sent to Laudate. And here's essentially what I wrote. I said, look, come on, Laudate. Having Kamala Harris' name next to St. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Avila, and the Blessed Virgin Mary is blasphemous,
right,
scandalous, and outrageous. And here's what I put on the post. I said, when I read your post, all I could think of were the words of St. Paul. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? In other words, who has bewitched you, Laudate? And I said, this is an example, this post from Laudate, as an example of Catholic liberalism, modernism,
of course,
and a false ecumenism. I wrote to Laudate, you guys have gone off the rails with this statement. And I wrote, Kamala Harris is at odds with God's word on the two pillars that sustain civilization. Number one, the sanctity of innocent human life, and natural marriage is given to us by God. And then I wrote, just to be fair, I'm generally quite pleased with your reflections. I mean, I don't read them every day. I said they seem to be orthodox and well-written, but this time you went off the rails. Please keep your political ideology to yourself and stick with giving us the Catholic saints as role models. And so, Terry, we Catholics, we have to push back online against stuff like this because now they've now deleted the post. Okay, so at least Laudate has deleted that post. But now I've been told by other people that have been emailing me and contacting me, they're saying, Jess, this is not the first time they go off the rails on their daily Bible verse section. The writer must be a liberal, okay? It must be a liberal. But on their daily Bible verse section and sometime on the Saint of the Day, they'll make political statements taking shots at patriots and conservatives. And you can tell they're coming from a leftist point of view. So it seems to be, Terry, there's a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
Inside of Laudate.
Well, let's give the alternative because I want everybody to delete that off their phone right now and replace it with another app. Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, the other app that I've been told, I've knew about it before, but I don't have it, but I'm gonna do it today. It's called Universalis. Again, it has what you want, the readings of Mass, the daily readings. It got the Bible in that app. It's got the Liturgy of the Hours, which are, you know, the prayers of the Universal Church. It has spiritual reading, the Angelus, Lectio Divina, the Rosary. And so it appears to have everything that Laudate has. And again, it hasn't been in.
Yeah, I also.
Very faithful to church.
Jesse, what about New Advent? All with Jeff Maris, with all the resources, that website, they also have an app, New Advent. And there's lots of resources on that website also.
They're solid. New Advent is solid.
Yeah. So I would just recommend. Because
yeah, so you got Universalis and New Advent.
Yeah. Yeah. Vote with your pocketbook when you see things. If we ever came out and said, hey, we're got an interview with President Biden and we're going to talk about how good he is, you guys know that we had drank in the Kool-Aid and there's something wrong and stopped supporting us. I would be that way. I'd be the first one to stop supporting it, because they've gone off. And so these things happen. Good organizations. I've been around 42 years in Catholic organizations, Jess. I've seen good organizations that started out Orthodox get infiltrated on their boards of people. And I got so many stories where I made comments to Orthodox board when I was on the board. I got in trouble because I'd say, hey, wait a minute. This is dissenting on the church teachings on Humanae Vitae. Why are we allowing this to go on? And they go, hey, who are you? I say, well, I'm on the board. I'm going to voice my, I'm not going to be quiet. And so a lot of times people get upset at me for that, but I don't care. I want to make pure, we need no purity of doctrine. If some organization goes off into the deep, then you stop supporting them. That's all.
Terry, I'll tell you, Laudate came back with a weak response to all of us that have been complaining about them putting Kamala Harris in the daily Bible verse. And here's what Laudate responded. They said,
I want to hear.
They put Kamara, they even spelled it wrong. Kamara. Uh-huh. It's Kamala. But Kamara Harris is the vice president of the United States. With your prayers, she may become Saint Kamara Harris, American, in the Roman hagiography. And it says, the Bible teaches, pray for your leaders. Your peace and welfare depend on them. This is how God governs the world he created. So here's the weakness of their argument.
Yeah.
Number one,
we pray for him.
Kamara Harris, as they say, she's not even Catholic.
No.
So how could a non-Catholic, pro-abortion, who's married homosexuals, who's pro-culture of death, Laudate's saying, she could be recognized as a saint in the Catholic Church one day. Well, two things would have to happen. She would have to go through a deep metanoia, which I guess is everything's possible with God, become a Catholic. She's not Catholic. Her husband's Jewish. Her father is Hindu, and the other parents a Baptist. So one of her parents is Hindu, the other one's Baptist, and then the husband's Jewish. There's no Catholicism. So Laudate saying, she could become a Catholic saint one day. Are you kidding me? There's no. She hates Catholics. Did you see the way she grilled Brian Boucher from the Knights of Columbus? Do you see the way she went after David Dalyden?
Oh, yeah.
For taking pictures and exposing Planned Parenthood for selling baby body parts. She hates Catholics. And for LaDottie to come with a weak statement like that, oh, we got to pray for her because she could become a Catholic saint one day.
Has nothing to do with your statement. Jesse, that makes me so upset to hear that kind of an explanation of
it's
why they do it.
It's condescending, Terry. It's like, shut up, you stupid people complaining. Shut up.
You know what you are, Romero? You're just a fundamentalist Catholic. You actually believe everything that the Catholic Church's teachings are, for the perennial teachings. Get over it, Romero. We're changing.
No. And here's what I would tell any Catholic when you're praying for these politicians.
Yeah.
Do not pray for their intentions.
No way.
Their intentions are evil.
That's right.
Pray for their conversion. Pray for their conversion, not their intentions. And I'll be honest with you, Terry. I'm just going to put myself out right now. No. And I've been doing this privately and in mass. I say it under my breath during the intentions of the Holy Father. Yeah. I usually pray instead of for his conversion at mass. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the intentions, Terry, are not consistent with the perennial teachings of the church.
Yeah.
So I find myself daily praying for his conversion, that God would give him profound graces to enter into a deeper life of holiness.
Well, that's a good thing. I also add that he will do God's will, not his will, because that's what we're all here for doing.
Yeah, just that's a good prayer.
That's because we have to pray. Every Thursday night here at the chapel, we pray for our Pope, for our bishops, our priests. And, you know, talk is cheap, the supply exceeds the demand. We need to put our actions out on the online here. And when something happens like this, Jesse, thank you for taking the time to shoot off an email. I hope that other people, I'm getting a lot of texts about this right now. I hope other people will do likewise. And maybe they'll get the message that, you know, people aren't going to put up with it. Because I think that's what's happened too long, Jesse. We've been too silent for 50 years in the church. We just say, oh, well, what can we do? No, we have to speak up, and we have to speak up, as I always quote St. Felix III, the Pope, not to oppose error is to approve it. If you don't respond to this, you're approving it. Not to defend the truth is to suppress it, and indeed to neglect evil men when you can do it is no less a sin than to encourage them. So when you see error, don't just look the other way and say, oh, that's not on my watch. No, tell that to the babies when someone says, well, oh, Mr. Biden's good to all Americans. He's leaving somebody out. And if we don't speak up for the babies, who will? Jess, I'm glad you wrote that article. Thank you. Keep writing articles for LifeSight and all of our friends, because you need to have, as a role model for all of us, to be proactive Catholics rather than inactive Catholics. This is the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for us. I remember, Terry, when I was working in the sheriff's department, there was a good Catholic friend of mine that was coming back to the church, and he told me that he was struggling with pornography and chastity.
Sure.
But he was having a conversion, a metanoia.
Yeah.
And I remember that it was Ruben Nava, the young Ruben Nava.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Ruben. Ruben and myself, we already had our metanoias and stuff, and it's about 30 years ago, and so Ruben and me, you know, I said, hey, this one guy is coming up to me, and he wants to come back to the church, and he wants to get back connected with God and the sacraments and stuff, and he's having chastity problems. Ruben ministered to the guy, a fellow cop, and Ruben said, here's what you need. It's called the purity cord of St. Joseph. I never had heard that. Ruben told me about this like 30 years ago. Ruben says, yeah. If you're struggling with purity, there's a cord. It's the cord of St. Joseph, and this is to help you. It's a constant reminder. I guess you tie it on your underwear.
Yeah.
And it's a constant reminder of the purity of St. Joseph, mm-hmm. and it's helped many people overcome their sexual addictions. And Ruben, I remember he turned it on to this one other cop, and the guy started wearing it, and the guy told me, he says, man, Jesse, says it's been like 6 months. man, I'm not doing all the things that I was doing 6 months ago, and I don't even have these thoughts plaguing my mind any longer. So yeah, so Ruben taught me about this devotional practice like 30 years ago, so I got to give him credit for it.
Absolutely. Hey, Jess, I just want to mention something again. LifeSite News has got something. A pro-abortion Biden leaves out pre-born Americans in calling for justice for all at the National Prayer Breakfast. And Biden didn't include the pre-born American children targeted for abortion in his categories who need justice. And here's the challenge. Again, look what we had before when we had a president saying, for all Americans, the unborn and the born. That was President Trump. So we've got a real big contrast. But here's the thing that puzzles me and upsets me, because I don't know who formed President Biden in his Catholic religion, but he didn't get it, because he says, you know, I don't want to proselytize. My religion is safe for me, he says. I never miss Mass because I cannot be alone. I mean, I'm with my family, but just kind of absorbing the fundamental principle that you've got to treat everyone with dignity. Jesse, he doesn't get it. I want to ask the question, and I have to admit, our Holy Father said to Biden, you need to treat everybody with dignity. But you see, the Holy Father, why can't you just say, Mr. Biden?
Be specific.
Be specific.
Don't say, dance around the issue.
Yes, and you see, that's what I see. And maybe that's why I'm kind of odd, Jesse. I just want to teach people the fundamental. Don't be wrong. It's life. The baby is a human being, and you need to have justice. And I think if the Holy Father would have said that, it would have gone over, I think, a little stronger to Biden. Because I think, to be honest with you, I think Biden thinks, hey, you guys give me Holy Communion, I'm not sinning. He thinks in his mind that he's a very devout Catholic. And it saddens me that some lay guy like Jess Romero or Terry Barber says, no, he's not. And upper management in the church is saying, well, we don't want to polarize, you know, giving Holy Communion. Let him have his Holy Communion if you know, it's his conscience. And we don't want to tell him, which is the most merciful thing, to tell people they're in sin. Give them redemption by telling them to repent. And we're not hearing that from upper management.
Which tells me that many people in upper management have lost their faith in the real presence of Christ.
I would think so.
If they actually believe, Terry, that was God, if they believe that, they would say, you can't come 50 feet near this. But they believe it's just a piece of bread. So, yeah, come on. Just give them a cracker. What's going on, guys? Why are you making a big deal? I'm going to tell you, I may stand alone. I'm going to say most of them have lost their supernatural faith.
Well, I read in Homiletic and Pastor Review, are you ready? This was years ago, that about 80% of the Catholic priests really don't believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. That was years ago, and I said to myself, how could that be? Why would they even say Mass if they don't believe in that? Let me just say one more thing, Jesse. You have read the prayers that a priest says before the extraordinary form of the Mass, right, Jesse? You've heard those prayers.
Yes, right.
It's because we say them at the Anglican Ordinariate Mass, and it's really specific about giving people the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. I'm not management, but I'm going to make a recommendation that every Catholic priest worldwide go back to saying those prayers so he understands what he's doing at that altar. That's my suggestion.
You're absolutely right, and it's this is important to be praying precision in prayers. Purity of doctrine in your prayers and precision in prayers are very important, especially for a Catholic priest, because of many of them, Terry, have just fallen into the heresy of modernism. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, Biden and Nancy Pelosi and company, they're essentially victims of the failed catechesis after 1965, the modernism, the moral relativism, the fundamental option theory, the seamless garment theory.
Yep.
This is the catechesis that they were all trained under, and they've bought into it hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
And there was only two popes trying to fight against it, Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI. Since Vatican II, they were fighting against these evils, modernism, relativism, the fundamental option theory, the seamless garment theory. And Terry, those two popes are gone. And so guess what? It's back in living color right now.
Absolutely. Jesse, I want to make an announcement. I have a Padre Pio necktie, okay? This came from Italy. The only people that get these ties are people who give big bucks to the Padre Pio Foundation. And one of our benefactors, I won't say his name, he says, Terry, auction it off. If people make a $25, $50 donation, we'll send you the tie. I mean, I'm just suggesting, because if you have devotion to Padre Pio, you might want to walk around. I know Jess Romero would wear that tie. Am I right, Jess?
All day long.
You see? So just call 877-526-2151. Jess, how can we pick our faith up right now with all this bad news going on? What do we need to do to really stay in tune with our faith?
Yeah, definitely want to talk about that, but I just want to mention before that, again, I think it's a good idea if anybody knows of men or women that are having chastity issues.
Oh yeah, the cord.
Go on the internet and purchase the. It's called the Cord of Saint Joseph.
Yep.
The Cord of Saint Joseph. Have a your pastor bless it, of course.
Sure.
And then it basically you just wear the cord. Mm-hmm. You know, in your undergarments, you just wear the cord. And I can tell you, I know people that have done this. And they said that it is basically stripped or taken away all those desires that they've had. Those real carnal appetites and those desires have been pacified and have been tempered. So, again, the cincture of St. Joseph, it's made of cotton, wool, or linen. It's worn in the underclothing. And it's both when it's blessed, it's both a symbol and a prayer. It's a symbol of our interior devotion to this glorious patriarch, Saint Joseph. And by wearing it, it's like a constant prayer to obtain through Saint Joseph's powerful intercession the virtue of holy purity. So again, if you're struggling with purity, go to Saint Joseph, pray to him every day, and purchase that cord of Saint Joseph. It's online in the internet, Terry.
I want to mention before we give some good news, I got my wife Mary Danielle in Studio A. I'm going to be going over there for the Bible with the Barbers. The topic is, how are we imaging God? We talked about having a world biblical view of our life. This is going to be a Bible study on how we are imaging God, and that'll come up right after the Terry and Jesse show. Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, it's basically what we have in America. You either have a secular humanist worldview, mm-hmm. in other words, you just live for the weekend, or you've got a biblical worldview.
Right.
You know that there's going to be a death, judgment, heaven, and hell.
Yep.
There's a final point to your life in the world at large.
Right.
And so as Catholics, once you have that biblical worldview and you realize, wow, I'm on stage right now. St. Faustina says, she said, we're all on stage. We're performing right now. One day the curtains are going to close and Christ is going to, he's going to give you a grade by how much you performed, how you performed as a Catholic Christian in this lifetime. So make sure, as they say in sports teams, a good coach will tell you, son, leave it all out on the field. I'm going to say the same thing to you all.
Yeah.
Before you die, make sure you leave it all out in the field. And one of the ways you can do this is by listening to what St. Peter says in Acts 2:40. He says, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. St. Peter, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. How? Those who are devoted to Mary are predestined to go to heaven. I'm going to repeat that again. These are the promises, the 15 promises of Our Lady. Those that are devoted to Our Lady and the Holy Rosary, our Blessed Mother said, that's a sign that you're predestined to go to heaven. So pray your rosary every day. Make sure you're part of the team. And remember, we're dealing with three heresies: modernism, Marxism, and Masonry in our culture and in the church. Saint Dominic received the rosary from Our Lady to fight heresies. Pray the rosary so we can fight these demonic heresies. Number two, go to Mass as often as possible. Sign up for a weekly holy hour at your parish. If you don't have a holy hour, start one at your parish. Number three, read your Bible every day. Read like today's Mass readings. If you read the mass readings, you read the book of Hebrews, which was powerful and uplifting. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And then King Herod having St. John the Baptist beheaded. And you realize, wow, there's evil out there. And we got to count the cost. Read your Bible every day and be inspired. Number four, got to enter into a life of penance. The life of a Catholic is a life of penance. Or as St. Paul says, offer your body as a living sacrifice. It means the same thing. And number five, make sure you live and die in a state of grace. How do you do that? Go to confession when you have mortal sin, and go to confession at least once a month if you're a lay Catholic.
Remember at the beginning of the show, if you missed it, we were reading from Hebrews where it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you want a good Bible study? We're going to do it right after the break here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, Bible with the Barbers. All of these shows are podcasted. Remember to like us on YouTube. Hit the bell so that more and more people will be able to be exposed to Virgin Most Powerful programming. We really appreciate all you've done for us. And I hope your weekend is going to be a good one. Hey, if you haven't been to confession for a while, Jess just told you, get the confession. Good for the soul. And we have it here at our chapel before every Mass. Check us out if you're in Southern California. 9 a.m. and 7:30 on Sunday and 5 o'clock on Saturday evening Vigil Mass. May God richly bless you. And up next, Bible with the Barbers on Virgin. God bless you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.